Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Monday Meditations. Honestly, I can't even believe it's Easter week. With Good Friday coming up on Friday and Easter following right afterwards, it's just unbelievable how fast time is flying. They say that the days are long, but the years are short, and they are not kidding. But the word that we're going to intentionally be meditating on this week is burden. We all carry burdens, and they often come in different forms. The weight we carry can be our own load. It can be the burden we carry on behalf of someone we love, or it can even be a weight that feels involuntarily forced upon us by someone else. The load we are often schlepping around in our day-to-day lives can be backbreaking. It can be heartbreaking, even can be draining, especially for individuals geared towards people-pleasing. We can focus so much energy on trying to lighten the load of others that we fail to see that we are continuously piling more and more onto ourselves than God ever intended for us to carry. The beautiful news for us is that we aren't meant to carry burdens alone. We're just not. We are told in Scripture time and time again that we need to cast our cares and concerns and worries upon the Lord. Whenever the topic of burdens comes up, there's one biblical example that always sticks out in my mind in the Old Testament, and it's when Moses is so frustrated with the burden that he feels over the Israelites. God has been so good. God has delivered them from the hands of the Egyptians and is providing them with manna to eat, and all they're doing is complaining. That's all they're doing. They cannot stop grumbling and complaining about their situation. And I'm referring to the Israelites. And in Numbers chapter 11, verse 14, Moses cries out to God and says, "I cannot carry all of these people by myself. The burden is just too heavy for me." And God responds to Moses. God hears his cries and instructs him to summon 70 elders into the tent of meeting. And he promises that he will speak to Moses there and that he will impart his spirit on the elders so that they can also bear the burden of the people alongside Moses. What's so beautiful and powerful about that passage is that God sees you. It's a reminder that God hears your cries. Just how he saw and he heard Moses crying out, he's right beside you. He is ready and available to take on your cares. All you need to do is release. You just have to release your grip on the worries that you cling to so tightly so that he can take them from your willing hands. Stop trying to white-knuckle your way through life. Quit your attempts to solve everyone's problems. You're not going to be able to. Why? Because you're not God, first and foremost. But you need to invite God in to be God and offer him the space to work his miracles and do what he does best. Remember, God can do anything he pleases, but he longs for us to seek him out of our own will and our own desire. I want to embolden you today to release yourself from your burdens and the burdens of others. Fully relinquish your worries, lay them down at the feet of our loving Father, and once you set them there under his watchful care, I beg of you, do not even think about it. Do not bend down to pick them back up. You left them at our Father's feet for a reason. And sometimes we have a tendency to do this, to bend down to pick things back up, because we're impatient with God's timing, or we want to control situations, or we lack trust in God's provision. Sometimes we do this because we have a tendency to have a superhero complex. Shouldering burdens is part of our identity, and casting them aside would be like leaving home without shoes. Whatever the case may be, you must resist the urge to handle alone what God wants to shoulder with you. When you leave your burdens at his feet, again, leave them. Let them go and invite God in. So today and this week, especially as it's Easter week, I want to encourage you to talk to God all the time. All the time. Doesn't matter where you are, communicate with him about whatever your stress is, whether you're in the car, your office, your child's nursery, the grocery store. It doesn't matter. God is everywhere. God surrounds you. Never stop talking to God. Don't slow that line of communication and prayer. Never forget the endless power, the endless strength and capability of our Lord. Jesus doesn't hear from you and then think, "Oh gosh, here my child goes again, casting burdens on me." No, it's not how it works, not a chance. I would imagine that his response would be more like, "Yes, please do it. That is why you're my precious child. I'm right beside you at this moment, willingly wanting to bear your burdens." The love that Jesus has for you is a love that is so far beyond our comprehension. He doesn't want to see you smothered by worry. Instead, he wants to take away your worry. He wants to ease your concerns. God's desire for you is that you constantly cast your cares to him so that you're free to live a life wrapped up in joy and fearlessness and even peace. If you're fully receiving that freedom that he offers to you, you'll be best positioned to live for him. You'll have that spiritual health to serve him best and help further his kingdom. So cast off your burdens, almost as if you're throwing an object away that you never expect to have returned. And when you let them go, imagine them being released like a rock thrown into a mighty rushing stream. As God's children, we are offered an endless supply of living water. Put your fears, your burdens, your worries into the nail-scarred hands of our Savior. He is more than trustworthy, and his love for you is beyond what you can comprehend. So let's take a deep breath, posture our hearts to reflect our infinitely capable God, and let's dive into the Word. Numbers chapter 11, verse 14. I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. Matthew chapter 6, verses 27 through 34. Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You have little faith, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Psalm chapter 32, verse 7. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Psalm chapter 48, verse 14. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. Psalm chapter 22, verse 24. For he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Psalm chapter 55, verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. You guys are loved. Go rise up. Thanks for joining us today. I hope that these words encouraged and challenged you and postured your heart for the rest of the week ahead. If you have a minute, go to the subscribe and review section of this podcast and leave us a word or a Bible verse that you've been carrying in your heart throughout the week that really just keeps you encouraged and motivated. I want to make this podcast review space that added bookmark for that simple reminder that we're all in this together and that God's got this. Feel free to share this episode with your friends, family, or on social media. And for more information on Proclaim and to read the Bible in a year with us at Bible and 365. 365, please click the links below. We're so grateful to have you join us right here every Monday on Midweek Rise Up Monday Meditations.